All right, welcome back to, I promised, a special game today. Well, we're here. We made it to a very, very special game at the Estadio Nacional de Jamor for the Taça de Portugal Femenino final between Benfica and Racing Power FC. My first time at the Jamor Stadium, and it is absolutely fantastic. And there you go, an introduction to the main event. The Benfica team are out for their warm-ups. I think it's fair to say that the Benfica fans outnumber the Racing Power fans quite considerably. And seeing as Benfica are the biggest club in the country, and I've never heard of Racing Power until this morning, and when I looked them up on Twitter just now, they have a grand total of 70 followers. Well, to be fair to them, I think all of those 70 followers and a few are here or more. I can actually see a few orange shirts in the crowd, which is interesting because I know it's the same in England, but I guess in Portugal as well. When it comes to the women's game, there are obviously, you know, the traditional teams have women's teams. The teams that are traditionally big in the men's game have women's teams. But also you do get these teams which are solely women's teams. Racing Power seems to be one of those. And there is actually quite a few fans here. So, well, I say quite a few. I can see some. So we'll see how it goes. But they are going to be hugely outnumbered. On the way in, I was checking out as much as I could about Racing Power. They finished third in the league behind Benfica and Sporting. I think there was something like a 13-point gap between Benfica and Racing Power in the league. So I guess Benfica comes as favourites. I know Benfica have got a lot of great players. A lot of the women in the Benfica team make up the Portugal national team. So very high standard. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. It's the stadium is absolutely incredible. It's, you know, for an English person, this is what I think of when I think of like a traditional Southern European stadium, old fashioned, a huge bowl, thousands of white seats, no roof, almost like a coliseum, and it is absolutely brilliant. Maybe I'll save my complaints for accessing the stadium to later. That was a bit of a faff, but let's not worry about that. We made it. I'm in my seat, enjoying the atmosphere. There's plenty of people here already with 45 minutes to go until kickoff. Loads and loads of Benfica fans coming in all the time. I think it's going to be a great game, a great atmosphere, and a real privilege for me to be here at the National Stadium for a cup final. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. So yeah, I'm going to chat for a bit and we'll come back to you when we're a bit closer to kickoff. We heard this one yesterday, didn't we? Yesterday, Estrella played this one half an hour before kickoff. Today they're playing it half an hour before kickoff. I maintain that they are drawing for the biggest bangers too soon. This is a 5 minutes before kickoff song. Alas, I digress. All right, let's talk some more about the game. I think this is the first time we've probably covered women's football on the podcast in any way. Me and Barney have talked about trying to cover it on the main podcast. We've talked about trying to cover a lot of things on the main podcast, which we never do. So I'm pleased that finally we are covering some women's football. And it's a really, really good turnout already for a women's game. I know that women's football is growing literally all around the world. In the UK, where I'm from, I think it's safe to say that they're kind of leading the way in terms of women's football and attendances and investing in the game and all that kind of stuff. I know that the women's national team has sold out Wembley more than one occasion, all that kind of stuff. So I don't think it's going to be a sellout today, but I think there's going to be a lot of people here pushing more than 10,000, I imagine, if not more. So So that's really good. And yeah, like I said, a lot of the national team players playing for Benfica, so expecting a good game. It's exciting. I'm not sure if this is my favourite of the boys bangers they hear in the stadium. If anyone who knows me knows I'm more of a Crystal Waters gypsy woman man myself, but maybe we'll hit that one later. Yeah, so it's been good so far. I heard about the game on Twitter when I was in Portugal, so it was a nice surprise because I wasn't expecting to be coming to the Jamor. I knew obviously that the men's Taça da Portugal final was on the 25th, I believe, or 26th, but that's after I'm back in London, and I knew it would be possible to get tickets to that anyway. But then when I heard about this, and the tickets were €5, opportunity to go to the national team, really exciting. I took it. I was able to just turn up today and get a ticket on the door, which is brilliant. €5, a great price, really accessible. There's loads of families here, loads of kids. A real mix though of everyone, you know, a mix of men and women, families, young people, groups of lads here together, groups of girls here together. So really good atmosphere. If I have one complaint, they took away my camera before I came in. Very annoying. I don't know why some stadiums feel the need to do that. It's no difference taking photos on my phone, but I'm going to stop moaning. Someone tell me to stop moaning. But yeah, it's really nice atmosphere at the moment. There's Benfica fans pouring into the stadium all the time. The place is filling up more and more and more, and still half an hour to go. So expecting a very good turnout. But it is also quite nice to go to a game where I don't have to worry too much about getting hassled by security and like, is someone going to be like, am I going to find my seat? Is there going to be space? How much is the drink's going to be, blah blah blah. At the moment it's just a nice chill vibe, very friendly, everyone's happy, so yeah, really good vibe. Well, there's the Benfica lineup. Big cheer for Kika Nazareth. I know that she is really one of the stars of the team, and she was one of the names I recognised. Alongside Jessica Silva, she gets a big cheer as well. But not starting. A lot of faces I recognise in that team from the national team and Benfica games. So there is a real, if we're being honest, a kind of gap, naturally, obviously, in kind of the between the teams. I mean, there's much more well-known players in the Benfica team. Obviously, they've got much more publicity playing for the national team and with the backing of the club. And I think that is probably one thing that makes a big difference. You know, Racing Power obviously finished third in the league, got to the cup final. Clearly, a team with great quality, but much less exposure and not being attached to a kind of big brand like Benfica, Porto, Sporting, that kind of thing. They naturally get less exposure, and I suppose in that sense it's understandable that they have a smaller fan base and they're less recognisable than their counterparts. But you know, I guess for them in this game there's no pressure. They're here, it's a great day out in front of loads of fans at the National Stadium. They can enjoy it. There's probably no pressure on them to win, although I'm sure they would love to win this game against Benfica. As they warm up, they're doing shooting drills now, which is always my favourite thing to watch in a warm up. Whenever I'm watching my team Orient play, I always want to watch the shooting drills because I want to see the team sharp. I want to be confident before the game starts, and Yeah, one or two nice finishes from Benfica here. One or two going over the bar. But you want to, you know, sell the nerves. See the ball hit the back of the net. They're getting the crowd going here. I think they want some kind of sing-along. I hope you can hear the entrance of the Racing Power fans making their voices heard. Love it. We're nearly there. They the benches are out. The refs are here. The crowd are ready. We're just waiting for the players. There's some kind of flag procession happening with loads of people carrying flags onto the pitch, which is really nice. The Racing Power fans have found a little spot. There's probably a couple of hundred of them in there making a lot of noise. Really good to see, but the stadium is dominated by a sea of expectant red fans waiting to see their team, and it's going to be a huge roar when those players come out onto the pitch, which they will do so very shortly. Really exciting here, good atmosphere, and yeah, really great feeling about the place tonight. Here come the teams. It is a beautiful sunny day here. There's a sea of flags on the pitch at the moment as to greeting the players as they walk on. All the bands are swinging their scarves around. Brilliant, can't wait for this. I think they're playing the national anthem. I guess I should stand up.
Thank you.
They've obviously got the cutest little girl they could find to sing that anthem. Ridiculous. Very sweet. Here we go, the players are ready. Formality is taken care of now. Just the game of football to go. Cannot wait for this one. No idea what to expect. Obviously, I know Benfica are the favourites, but let's see. Let's go. First chance of the game to racing power. Benfica, I mean, we only played 5 minutes, but Benfica controlled the game at the best of the chances. And then Andrea Norton tries to do a bit too much, loses the ball. Racing power break. She has the opportunity to foul on, you know, make a tactical foul. Doesn't take it. Racing power get into the box, have a shot on goal, and they got the first corner. So maybe a bit of a wake-up call for the favourites. Okay, that was a huge chance for Racing Power. They had a free kick, which was put into the box, really dangerous area, cut back and put onto the penalty spot for someone to finish. And that should have gone in the back of the net, but it went just wide. I mean, again, Benfica controlling the game, but the only two chances of note going to Racing Power in the first 10 minutes of the game. Really interesting. I think that was Benfica's first shot on target, Andrea Norton, just outside of the box. 22 minutes played. It's been kind of cagey, to be honest. You know, Benfica controlled the game more, I would say, but not creating that many good chances. And even the fans seem a bit nervous, to be honest. It's an interesting atmosphere, definitely. Can you work out who scored? Yeah, brilliant goal. Benfica's first great move of the game. Really good build-up from their own half. It was a mixture of three players, I think. Nazareth, Andre Norton, and forgive me, the number two I'm not familiar with. Really good build-up from their own half. Passed it around the racing players. And it was Alidu, the number two, who got the final touch. Really well worked into the box. Little cutback. Beat the keeper, Alidu, with an open goal, slots it in. And that's really what the kind of football that Benfica need to be playing. They've been a bit nervous up until now, but that's how they need to play. And if they do that a few more times, they'll be very comfortable in this game, because there was real quality in that build-up that you could see. So, 1-0 Benfica. Can you believe it? Racing power just before half time, get a goal back. It's come out of nowhere, really, because they had a good start to the game, but the last half an hour, really, they've not done anything. But they put a ball into the box, and a header finds its way past the Benfica goalkeeper, and they're well back in this. We're only 5 minutes and a half to play. Incredible, really. And all the Racing Power fans, there's a good few hundred of them in here, I think, are delighted with that. So, wow. Game on. Time 1-1. Good game. There you go. Not the result that Benfica would have wanted. They would be disappointed to concede that late goal. But you know, I think Racing Power did deserve a goal. They were really good in the first few minutes. They held on pretty well. Didn't concede too many chances, and then they took one of the chances of their own. So yeah, fair play to them. 45 minutes left, maybe extra time, maybe penalty. So yeah, we'll see. Okay, I'm just bringing you this halftime update to inform you of my new favourite thing, which is Bongo Cam, which is when they film random people on the crowd with some cartoon bongos on the screen, and if the camera goes on you, you have to pretend to play the bongos. It's very stupid, but very amusing. I also used halftime to Google Racing Power, because I realised I had no idea anything about them, other than that they finished third in the league. They're actually from Lisbon as well. Well, they're from Almada, which is, I guess, over the river, other side of the river from Lisbon. So fairly local team themselves, founded in 2020, and they only have a women's team. That's their focus. So interesting team and a great story that they've been able to get to the top division of women's football and a cup final in basically 4 years. Very impressive. Bongo Cam still going. That's what you can hear in the background. I hope it doesn't come on me. Hype duo getting the crowd suitably hyped ahead of the second half. A couple of Mexican waves, a couple of sing-alongs. if you like that kind of thing. And yeah, we're getting ready for the second half. I'm not sure who I think is going to win this game. I think Benfica will score again. I think they have been the better team without necessarily creating enough chances. They just need to create one or two more chances and they will score. If I'm being fair, I think they've only really let in Racing Power through sloppiness. One of their big chances came from defensive mistake, another one came from not defending a set piece properly. So if we're being honest, I think Benfica looks stronger here. But they couldn't get the job done in the first half. Will they get the job done in the second half? We will find out very, very soon. Crowd very much up for this one. So looking forward to another good half. I do apologise if that wasn't recording. I think I forgot to press resume. But you join us an hour into the game, 50 minutes into the second half, and Benfica got a goal through a penalty. The captain, Carol Costa, scored it. I have to say, it was a slightly fortunate penalty. It went to VAR. Seemed a little bit harsh, but it's given Benfica a real boost, and they're on the attack again. They needed that because they hadn't created a good chance really in the second half, but they've got their goal. They've gone one goal ahead again. It's lifted the crowd. It's given everyone a boost. This time they need to hold on to their lead though, rather than give it away like they did in the first half. So time to push on. Thousand people here, a new record for the Taça de Portugal final. Brilliant. And it is really, really full here. Really good. Great to see. And loads of fans enjoying the game as well. You don't need me to tell you what that means. About 10 minutes later, and Benfica have their third goal. It's a bit unfortunate for Racing Power, really. They were actually having a decent spell, controlling the game. They were passing the ball around, trying to get forward, but they just hung on to it a bit too much in midfield. Lost the ball, and Benfica countered and scored a very good goal. The number 13, I hope they put her name up on the screen because I'm not familiar with the names, but for me, the Benfica number 13, she's playing like a right wing back, has been the player of the match so far for me. Benfica's best player, very energetic, gets up and down the pitch on both wings. Yeah, Lucia Alves, very, very good. She deserves a goal in my opinion. And 3-1 for Benfica. Still, you know, 20 minutes plus obvious time to play, but that's a very, very good position. And, you know, this time in the game, obviously they scored a penalty, but that's really one chance, one goal, which is not what they were doing in the first half. So, yeah, that's made a huge difference. And that's a very comfortable cushion for the league champions. So, let's see what the last 20 minutes has to hold. Come on. shame. They thought they had one more goal, but it's offside. It wouldn't have made much difference anyway. It is 3-1, and we've played about 3 of the 7 additional minutes. It would have been nice to cap things off with a goal, but they don't really need it. They're only a few minutes away from winning their trophy. It's been a decent game. It's Benfica have pretty much controlled the second half. Racing Power had their moments, you know. They as they have one here, actually. They've had their moments, but they've not been able to match Benfica, really. And so I think you can only say that Benfica are worthy winners, or they will be in just a few minutes. That will do it. That one will count. A couple of minutes later, devastating counter-attack. I think it was 3-on-1. There you go. We didn't get any music on the last goal. We'll get any music this time. Fan favourite, Kika, with the goal. I'm not sure how long we will play. The ref might blow the whistle after this restart. There it is, full-time, thoroughly deserved win for Benfica, you have to say. Fair play to them. Second half, much better than the first. They used their superiority, used their dominance. Racing Power, I hope, proud of how they played, how far they came. It's obviously been a good season for them. It was always going to be tough for them against a team with the might of Benfica, even within the context of women's football. Benfica are pretty much giants, so yeah, very well done to them, but big congratulations to Benfica on a well-deserved win. Alright, one final update as I make the walk from the Jamor Stadium back down into town. It brings an end to my trip to Lisbon. Three fantastic games, three brilliant occasions, and just another reminder of why I love coming here and love Portuguese football. So from me, with the sounds of the Benfica celebrations in the distance, I will see you very soon.